The appendix notes.
Early in his July 24 letter, W. C. White, as noted earlier, explained.
The 13 appendix notes of the old edition, occupying 13 pages, have been replaced by 31 notes occupying 12 pages. These are nearly all reference notes, intended to help the studious reader in finding historical proofs of the statements made in the book. While the objective may have been primarily to give reference to authentic and helpful sources, some explanations were carried through into the new book. Correspondence during the period the book was being studied indicates an earnest desire that the reader should have at hand every easily available support for the important statements in the volume.
W. C. White, in a letter written to Edward Verga on June 12, 1910, speaks of these as notes to prove disputed points regarding the acts of the papacy.
Many of the earlier appendix notes had to do with the papacy and the claims of the Roman Church, giving references to both Catholic and Protestant works. As to the Bible and the French Revolution, a rather crucial chapter in the book, more than 2 pages in the appendix are devoted to supporting documentation for the statements made there. In addition to these notes, comprehensive documents supporting the Great Controversy presentation were prepared in the Elmshaven office, some supplied to the publishers, and of course, copies retained in the White Estate document file. Clarence Chrysler and his associates, who had gone to great pains in the work of verification of quoted materials, were eager that what was done by way of revision should serve in the future should questions be raised. These appendix notes were prepared, some by C.C. Chrysler, some by Elder M.C. Wilcox, editor of Signs of the Times, and some by certain scholars called upon to assist in the work. Ellen White wrote none of them, but most likely read them and approved. In 1950, in connection with the resetting of the type for the Great Controversy, these appendix notes were again examined carefully by 2 Adventist scholars. In some cases, references to books outdated or hard to find were replaced by references to newer or more authoritative works.